tried to be perfect, but nothing was worth it. I don't believe it makes me real. I thought it'd be easy, but no one believes me. I'm not all the things I said. If you believe it's in my...
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
You are listening to the greatest radio show ever, it's Spankwagon Radio.
All right, everyone. How's everybody doing tonight out there in the chat room? Apparently, really good, I suppose. Anyhow, welcome to Spankwagon Radio. This is going to be one of our music shows, as everyone knows. And specifically, this is going to be a show. We're going to go ahead and have the absolute most depressing songs that we could find, and going by you, the listeners, as to what your input is. I did get a couple of different things from the listeners there, what you guys wanted to hear, and I'm going to go ahead and throw that into our mix here as well. So we're going to go ahead and give you guys what you want to hear. And like I say, this is mostly going to be to see how far we can push you guys over the edge. What is depressing to you? Okay. We're going ahead, we'll just jump right into it right here, and I suppose what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead, we're going to get you guys in the mood. Like I say, we won't have an exact countdown per se to number one, because we're going to be jumping all over the board right there, but I guarantee you, when I get down to it, we will have the absolute most depressing song at the end of the show, and it is not going to be something that we've played on the show before, so it's not like you're going to be sit here and go ahead and go, oh, well, he's going to play that, I know it's coming up. No, it's not going to be. But anyhow, please, if you want to join us in chat, go ahead and head over to spankwagon.net. That's our own little website there in the corner of the universe where we cast our show out and find information on us. And you also have a chat link right there if you want to join us in chat room. Go ahead, click on the link right there, hop on in, give us your thoughts. And if you know what, if you have something as well that you'd like me to get to on tonight's show, you know what, maybe I can go ahead and work it in for you. You never can tell. Anyhow, let's go ahead and let's get right down to it. Let's hit the nitty-gritty right here. We're going to go ahead. We're going to start with a nice song. I'm going to go easy on you guys. I'm not going to just go ahead and just go directly into doom and gloom because I know that's going to be a huge turnoff for everybody. So let's go ahead. Let's get into like a nice moving song right there and get you guys on the ball right here. Spankwagon, only available on the internet. Home base is spankwagon.net, and you can listen to us through any of our one of affiliates. Spankwagon, here we go. Okay, it sounds like we died right there, apparently. That song was shorter. I got a corrupted one, so I do apologize to everyone. Okay, but first off, that was Aerosmith, Hole in My Soul. Like I say, we're going to start you guys off a little easy as we go along right here. Moving up next, we're going to go ahead and go a little bit more depressing here. I think what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and hit you up right now with the Violent Femmes, Color Me Once. Thank you. Get ready. Okay, that was Violent Femmes with Color Me Once. And this is, once again, you're listening to the Depression Spankwagon Show.
Hi.
With us right now is one of our guests, one of our very special friends here. It's a Flying J.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, Violent Femmes, that's a good choice because I'm pretty used to dealing with a violent femme.
And you yourself are going through a lot of depression right now as well.
Not as much as I was last week. Woo.
Well, that's good to know. So are there any songs that pretty much just make you want to kill yourself? Because that's what this show is all about.
Killing ourselves? Wow.
Not necessarily killing ourselves, but the depressing music.
Kool-Aid drinking today.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I am here, folks. I have to bump in. Wait, this show is all about how many listeners we can have to kill themselves?
No, it's not a competition. There's no free clicker lickers in the afterlife.
Like I said, you know.
Well, you know what? I think I need to get you in the mood, Flying J.
Get some Nikes and some purple shrouds, and we could do that shit.
Possibly.
You know what? Yeah, I have a song lined up for Flying J right now. I think that he'll completely really want to kill himself for. Yeah. Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net. That was Barry Manilow with Mandy. And, of course, I chose that song for Flying J for a specific reason. Would you like to elaborate, Jay?
Well, first of all, I'd like to start off by saying a big fuck you to Claude there. Well, let's just say I have a future ex-wife by that name. And, you know, this is a depression show, so
yes.
Let the hard liquor flow.
Uh-huh. All the better. Specifically, please, if you're at home right now and you're listening to this, turn the lights off. Get your monitor as low as you can by still seeing if you can. Consume some alcoholic beverage.
Or may I suggest another fine drink? Redheaded sluts.
No, we don't want them to have a good time. This show is all about
feeling
bad.
You won't have a good time after about 8 of those fuckers. So.
Oh, the drinks, yes.
Yes.
I thought you were speaking of your wife again.
No. No, but I could be, so.
Okay. You know what, though? Every once in a while, you know what? We do kind of get a little lonely, so we do need a little soul to squeeze, man. Spank wagon.
And the wieners. Thank you.
And that, of course, was Red Hot Chili Peppers with Soul to Squeeze. Kari asked, he didn't think that was a bit much of a depressing song, and it actually is. And the reason being is, like I said, we're going to start you guys off slow. Kind of like how someone slips into depression. Because if you just hear depressing music itself right there, it's like, eh, what's the big deal? Kind of like how people, like, how old folks can't understand Nine Inch Nails. That's the best way I can really kind of describe it. They don't understand how anybody could listen to that noise. So, you know, you have to be in that kind of mindset, like country.
Well, the worst song that I think I've heard recently, the new song that's out, is that song by the Killers, Mr. Brightside. You know,
I don't.
It's a song that's totally about.
I have that on this machine.
It's a song that's totally about some other dude's girl with a bunch of other dudes. You know, and I'm like, yeah,
Is it depressing?
Every time I hear, I want to kill myself.
Well, you know what? Do we have that song? I'd like to play it.
I'm by the Killers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have that.
Mr. Bright.
Well, Flying J has a song you'd like to submit, so let's go ahead, everybody. Let's listen to this song right now.
Okay, give me just a second to actually hunt for it and cue it up here.
See, if you listen to the words, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, well, we got Mr. Brightside by the Killers, who Killers are a Vegas band,
yes,
too,
they
by
are.
The way.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to point that out. Mm-hmm. All right. Spank Wagon Radio.
Thanks.
song. I can see how someone in your current situation would be able to really take that to heart.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, your past situation. You really passed a lot of that. You've made great progress. You've had a lot of intensive self-therapy.
A lot of masturbation, too.
Therapy,
yeah, you know. But for some reason, I only look at redheads in pornography now. So.
Well, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. I love the Asian ladies.
I know you do.
The Koreans and the Japanese. Don't like Filipinos, but that's a different story.
Well, see, that's what my mom wants to hook me up with now is Asian women. So I'm not really fond of the Asian women. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. They're attractive. It's just that my mom's Asian. So... I don't know. Every time I see an Asian woman, I think, oh, damn, mom.
I can kind of understand that right there. I guess I can kind of see that. But, you know, speaking of loneliness, you know, there's a... Next song is one that really explains how someone could actually be alone. This is really a great song. You know, it's one of those ones, especially if you can see my playlist on this, how much this is one of those ones I just sit in my room and listen to over and over again, literally. So let's go ahead and let's get to the next song here. Spankwagon.net. Okay, and that was, of course, Simon and Garfunkel with their well-renowned song, I'm a Rock. And it's a good song about loneliness right there and how someone could actually stand to be alone and why they would be. Like I said, a lot of these songs are going to be ones you have to be in the mood for, and specifically you're going to have to really dig in on the lyrics and, you know, kind of like get that feeling for them right there. I'll go ahead and probably most likely I'll do like a post after the show to link everything together so everyone can understand even more. But, of course, you can go to find that at spankwagon.net. Spankwagon.net is the home of Spankwagon Radio, where we have all of our information about ourselves, our show, our affiliates, and everything else. And, of course, you can go there to chat live with us. Go ahead and join us in the chat room, where everybody's hanging out right now, and we're getting some positive feedback from everybody, too. They're digging the music so far, so that's good to know. It's very good to know. Flying J, I can see you've become somber a bit.
Somber? No, no, no. I've been watching you go down the emotional toilet here in about the last 10 minutes. So
yeah, yeah. This was all compiled during a massive sinus headache and a good bout of depression myself. I wanted to go ahead and make sure I was really fully into the project right there.
Well, other people just cry.
That's true. That way we can all share our pain equally right there and rejoice in it.
I'm rejoicing.
There you go.
Yee-hee.
So genuine, I can see. Now, you know, next song coming up, it's a good one. Like I say, want to get into the kind of vibe right here of depression through way of loneliness and isolation. So I think we're going to go ahead and jump right into our next song right here. I think we're going to go ahead and hit it up right now. This is one that's not gotten a lot of play, so you may not have heard it before. So let's go ahead and hit the next song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we had a doubleheader right there. We had I Am a Rock by Simon Garfunkel previous. Then we went into House of Pain by Faster Pussycat. That's always a good song when you're reminiscing about lonely childhood memories, being a latchkey kid, whatnot. Or if perhaps you come from divorced parents. Not that I did. I was just simply the latchkey kid by myself a lot of the time. Let me finish it up right there, that set, with Cats in the Cradle by Johnny Cash. Another excellent song about latchkey absentee parentalism.
It was that off the Johnny Cash, one of his American albums?
No, that was not. That was actually an older recording.
Really? I'm really surprised. I figured that'd be off an American.
The American series right there?
Yeah, the American series.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Surprising. No, that one was not, but still, it's a pretty good song right there.
Yeah. Dig it.
So, is that the kind of life you had right there, Flying J?
No.
Didn't have that?
What? Which one? The broken home thing?
No, not the broken home.
The cats in
the latchkey kid. Parents ignoring you all the time.
Kind of, sort of. My dad was a GI, you know.
Okay.
Worked at a SAC base, so he was always 14, 15-hour days. So, yeah, I guess so, in some sense.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, it's always been kind of, you know, sucks when you're a kid, you know, and you're alone and stuff.
Bring him in the chat room here. Kari says, if anything, this song reminds me that I really need to fly back east this year and visit my dad. Haven't seen him in almost 3 years.
That's pretty intense, yeah.
It looks like we're hitting the right notes with these songs tonight. By the way, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio at spankwagon.net. Go ahead, come on over, post something. Go ahead, start up a topic. By all means as well, click on the chat button and join us in the chat room right there.
Yeah, and just to mention, if you're listening to us from our affiliates, we welcome you too. So,
of course.
Always welcome everybody from our affiliates. We're having a real metal show, and I'm sorry I'm taking over a little more mic here, but I had a root canal today, and you know, I'm feeling good. I mean, no pain, nothing going on here. But
you never can tell.
I'm just taking it easy.
Oral blowout, so.
Oral blowout.
What kind of drugs are you on?
Absolutely. Well, I did take one Motrin before I came here.
Oh, they didn't give you any Vicodin?
Yes, they did, but I haven't touched it yet.
Oh, dang. You know, I got friends that could use that.
Well, maybe we'll talk off mic. I need money. All right, Bob, this is back to you. Let me shut up.
Not a problem right there. You know what? I think we're going to go ahead. This song was kind of further down the list right there, but let's see. You know what? I think we're going to go ahead and we're going to play this next song, kick it up for you guys a little bit right here. Speaking of, you know, drug ingredients and things like that, and really kind of going with that loneliness vibe, let's go ahead and hit up. This is Bush with Glycerine. I'm And that, of course, was Bush with Glycerine off the album 16 Stone. Kari comments that he heard this way too much in pop radio when it got played a lot. I do know it did get a good amount of airplay. That still does not detract from the fact that it is a very depressing song.
Yeah, it really is.
It's one of those ones you sit around with just like a bottle of like whiskey and you're like...
But you got to admit, I mean, the impact of a song that's depressing or good or bad or otherwise is always lessened by the simple fact that, you know, commercial radio has played the shit to death.
Yeah, and you know what, dude? It's died down enough right there that, you know, the truly depressed people such as myself and our fellow listeners that know good quality when they see it can actually enjoy it now without having to be considered going along with the mainstream.
Right. May I interject a song?
By all means, please.
Okay. Here's a song. Actually, it's a group. Everybody knows that I like Modest Mouse.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Basically, and I don't... Yeah, I got the one here. World at Large is off their latest album, you know, news for good news for people who like bad news. I don't know. It's not super depressing, but Modest Mouse is one of those bands I listen to when I really want to mellow out and chill out and relax, and you know, it's kind of mopey in a way.
Is it the kind of stuff that makes you like become all introspective about your life?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Then that definitely qualifies because that's what we're all about right now is feeling bad. And
actually,
down.
If you can give me a minute, install, I can find the one song on there that you know. Basically, the Ocean Breeze Salty covers basically the fact that, you know, you wasted life. Why wouldn't you waste your mm-hmm. afterlife? We could play that. But actually, let's play with the world, you know, the world at large here.
By all means.
So just so everybody knows, this is Modest Mouse. And you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio out at spankwagon.net. And you're listening to Claude's Morose Show, or what are we going to call this thing in the archive?
I don't know, just...
The Melancholy Radio Show or something.
Speaking of which, I do have melancholy stuff.
Oh, there you go. All right. We'll be back.
Spank Wagon.
Ice age heat wave can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another planet. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day. To a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where, you don't know when, but you still got your words and you got your friends. Walking on to another day. Work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe, would you understand? Cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell mean. I guess it's not surprising, but it's bringing back the dream. I like songs about drifting, books about the same. The voice in the main feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want to love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? I didn't know what I had that day. Walking with a father to another plane. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know they started knowing it's not what life is about. But my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud.
So that was Modest Mouse. I do apologize. I know it sounded bad, but that was the rip. It wasn't anything here at the studio. So
yeah.
Got a bad rip on that one.
We were told it was legit music. Anyhow.
It is.
It's legitimately music.
So, anywho.
Not too bad. That's pretty... I could definitely see listening to that right there, you know, with a gun in my hand.
Yeah, but people could also say that stuff about some really, you know, serious death metal, you know? Just that's Dimebag.
Yeah, well, that was different. Nobody listened to a song and killed Dimebag, Daryl.
Yeah. Unless he had an iPod in one hand and a pistol in another.
Exactly. Suicide songs and no Papa Roach, huh?
He wanted to keep it more mellow.
Yeah.
I want to keep it real to the game of death.
Oh.
Real to the game of death?
Yes.
It's a game now. Oh.
Yeah.
Was this a fucking Charles Bronson movie or something? Hey, look at me with my .32 caliber. I'm going to shoot you in the face.
No. Nothing like that. Nothing
it's
like
an antique.
No. But, you know, speaking of loneliness and bad relationships, let's go ahead and let's hit up another one for Flying J right here, and everybody else out there as well, myself included. Spankwagon.net. Thank you. It's a good, beautiful song when you think about, like, if you're, like, in a bad relationship now. Maybe you had a good relationship before with that woman that you just didn't treat right.
All right. Makes sense. Really quick, we got to do some standard Spankwagon fare here. Hey, I got to do it. Hold on.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
There. Just had to run some advertisements.
All right. I thought you wanted to do a Q20 or something like that.
No, I don't think we'll do that next week.
Okay. Hey, if you guys really want to get depressed, Mark and I can talk about comic books for like the next 20 minutes or so.
No, that would be depressed. That'd be annoying.
Yes.
Because we would annoy the hell out of everyone else.
Spink Wagon Radio, live in the basement of the science building.
Exactly. Back in the 90s, really popular group. They had a good couple of hits. This one got a little rotation on MTV and even made its way into a pop-up video.
Ooh, the highlight of their career.
They come back right there, mostly known for his insane dreadlocks right there. I always thought the song was really ultra-ass depressing. And it's one that, to me, was just like, whew, man. It sucks to actually live in this space and time of the universe. Let's go ahead and get right to it. I'm going to go to the next one. Okay, we hit a triple set for you guys right there. We started off with Counting Crows and Round Here. A very good song. Like I say, one about change and loneliness and mental health issues. We then went in a little deeper with that to Adam's song by Blink-182. Very moving song about suicide. You know, basically, of course, killing yourself right there. And trying to help alleviate the pain for everyone else to say, hey, you know, I'm killing myself not because of you, but because of me. It's my personal choice. A really nice manifesto.
I like suicides, you know, root beer, Coca-Cola, 7-Up, orange.
All
in
one.
What?
Then, of course, we had Fleetwood Mac, Christy McVeigh on vocals, singing Songbird. Very interesting song. It's kind of a breakup song, but not just about relationships, but the acceptance of the death of a loved one as well. So it's always a really great depressing one. For this show, too, we've got about five more songs to go as well, if anybody's actually coming.
Five more from the main list?
Five more from the main
list.
No
Mike
right
and
here,
the Mechanics,
yeah.
Huh?
No one will be working for the weekend when they're all dead. Remember, this show is about depression and
in the living years.
Ending your life, yes.
Right. You know, and I hated that. I hated that song.
I did too.
I mean, it was not even a good song. I mean, that's just me, you know. I don't know. I'm a little picky like that.
Say it loud.
Well, is there any kind of song you want to hear?
No.
What makes you depressed, Jay?
What makes me depressed?
Yeah. Name a song that makes you a song that either consoles you or gets you uber depressed. Something that borderline, you know, if you didn't, if you listened to it forever, you would kill yourself. Not because it's a bad song, just because it strikes such a nerve with you.
Jesus, like any song that Brian McKnight ever came out with.
That's kind of.
We don't mean like you know. I don't think the question is like depressing, as in, oh man, he made another album. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I think the question is more along the lines of depressing, as in when you listen to the song, it invokes thoughts and feelings of something else, somewhere else, things that you like, you know, memories and things of that nature.
You know what? I do have one song right here as well. Let's go ahead. This is one I almost forgot about right here. Since we're on the subject of kind of suicide, let's go ahead. Let's hit this one.
What are you going to open that up in?
Another application will be fine. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's go ahead. Let's play another song. One that was submitted by user Ikari himself. Another good depressing song about suicide. Let's have a listen here. Thank you. That was a very good song right there.
Very good song.
It was submitted by Akari. It's off the Neon Genesis Evangelion soundtrack.
Oh, so it's something off a manga or anime. Hey,
yes, even I have some of those too as well.
Wow, very cool, very cool.
You got any pillows? No, no pillows?
What are you talking about?
I have no idea
about
what he's talking
Fully
about.
Fully Cooly, man.
No.
One of the single best, finest pieces of anime ever to be produced.
Could you talk into your mic for once?
Yes.
Thank you.
There you go. We don't want to kill you. Thank you for killing
Excuse me. Let me get that frog out of my fucking throat.
As you should.
That's good. That's good to see you guys. You guys are, like, getting angry, because that means the music is doing its job.
Oh, yeah, I have lots of rage. Rawr!
You have lots of rage?
Anger. Grr.
Maybe you should just kind of consider ending it all.
I should. I'm going to pound my head in with this phone.
Are you still just a rat in a cage?
Yes.
Despite all your rage?
Despite all my rage.
Okay, just checking.
Of course.
Anyhow.
Smash some pumpkins.
Yes.
Let's go ahead.
Everybody, you guys are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Claude, tell them the premise of tonight's show.
Tonight's show is the most depressing music we can get out there. Stuff that makes you want to end it all and kill yourself. Let's go ahead. Let's jump into the next song right here. A good song that someone uses to contemplate the moment of taking one's own life.
Jesus Christ, man. Is there a thing about whacking yourself? Thank you.
Okay, that was Elliot Smith with A Needle in the Hay. Elliot Smith, it was believed, committed suicide last year, although new evidence has brought to light that possibly he was murdered by his, at the time, girlfriend. So police are still investigating that, of course. But still, someone who dealt with pain on a daily basis, physically and mentally, generally a fucked up guy, really, who really put his pain into his music. And it's always a good song of me. And it's also a very famous song as well, if you've ever seen the Royal Tenenbaums, the scene with the suicide scene. It was very good. Next up is another song that we have right here. This is a favorite of everybody on the show. A lot of people speculated this one might be number one on the list, but no, it's actually not. But still a good song nonetheless. That, of course, is Mad World by Gary Jules off of the Donnie Darko soundtrack. Very infamous song in its own right here on Spankwagon Radio.
It's now infamous with me.
Say what?
It's now infamous with me.
Well, we'll tell you the whole story.
If everyone knows, if you are a loyal listener, or perhaps you're just perusing the archive, or if you don't know yet, please, by all means, check the archive at spankwagon.net, where we have all of our archive shows. We had a rather interesting one. Specifically, track two, as this song is known to the loyal Spankwagon listeners.
All because I burned it on a CD and put it as track two and left it in there while I loan clawed my vehicle.
Mm-hmm. And I just listened, and I discovered it by accident and just listened to it over and over and over again.
So, yes, the story yet again. I think we tell the story of once a month at least.
It was also very interesting because there's another catalyst, too, for my infamous depression scene, where I was really close to, well, I had actually accepted suicide as a solution when I was on my business trip a couple of months ago, when I was in a strip club and the song came on.
That's pretty funny, though. I mean, in an irony way that they play this kind of a song in a strip club. But anyhow.
Wow. I mean, that's like the last thing I think about doing when I'm at...
Yeah, you know, something that
titties
depressing.
Titties and ass all
exactly.
over me. I'm just like, here's my 20.
It was a very depressing moment, too, especially when the stripper wasn't into it. If you want to know more, go ahead and check out, like, say, spankwagon.net. We have the entire episode.
Strippers are always into it.
No.
Oh. Supposedly this one wasn't.
We have another song.
What do we have coming up? Yeah, I was just going to ask.
Donkey Punch.
No, not Donkey Punch. This is another song.
That's
right
another
here.
Show altogether.
This to me, there's just something about this song, the way it's played out. I heard the song in its original mix, and I thought, yeah, it's all right as a song. It's okay. And I've heard other mixes of it right there, and I always thought that they just kind of sucked. But this song right here, just the track, how it was laid down with the beat, just makes me want to put a gun to my head and pull the trigger. So let's go ahead and let's get into it. This is the Dakota version of Hey Jupiter by Tori Amos.
Thank you.
That, of course, was the Dakota remix of the song "Hey Jupiter" by Tori Amos.
Remix.
Yes.
Huh? What? We're back. Excuse me.
Uh-huh. A very depressing video too. It's where Tori Amos is sitting moping in a rocking chair, and some little girl who's crying because she can't get her out of a burning building, and she's having to drag her through.
And the fairies didn't help.
Motion.
I mean,
yes. The fairies did not help.
Fairies didn't help.
The little girl was a fairy.
Who knows?
Okay.
Anyhow, so I hope everyone feels pretty down in the dumps after that song. We have two more songs. These will be the two final songs, unless anybody else has something to interject.
No, I have nothing to interject.
These will be the final two songs, and the one last song, it is to me the absolute most depressing song ever. But first, we'll have the one in front of it. Spankwagon.net, here are your most two depressing songs right there. Stuff you'll think about at this point. It's like you've committed yourself to killing yourself and ending it all. And these would be like the final songs in the last moments of your life. Spankwagon. I'm Course was Louis Armstrong, the great Satchmo himself. Akari questions if this is the most depressing song, and actually, it really is.
Why?
Well, the thing about it is, number one, anytime you've ever seen this song put in any kind of context, it's always down. I've never seen anybody like actually have anything happy to show with the song. Good Morning Vietnam is a good example of a movie that used it, like where people are being killed and assassinated, friends shaking hands, people getting arrested. I Love You, and they get assassinated, shit like that. Every movie that's ever had that song, actually, has always left that negative impact.
Okay. Interesting thought. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, their teaser trailer, they played this song as they blew up the world.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, then there's,
thought of it like that.
I'm telling you right now that What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong, I'm telling you right now, that song is the blueprint for anything and everything that is wrong with the world and could not be fixed.
Was he using National Lampoon's?
So,
what was he used for in Christmas Vacation?
His life sucks and he's locked in the attic now.
So there you go.
That is actually the most depressing song.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow is particularly depressing for me.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow is depressing, especially the Hawaiian guy who died. He did that cover of it.
Well, and then there was Face Off, the whole scene where SWAT's smashing in and, kids listening to Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Akari says they want the irony of it. I think the irony is the right idea. And the thing about it is, yes, that song is like the impossible dream, dude. It's always going to be horrible.
All right, now... Because I have to do the ending, we got to do the ending my way.
We're going to have to do the ending Trencher's way, yes.
Fine.
Especially today, okay? Because this, whoa.
However, to let you guys know, I'm not going to leave you off just like that. Basically, after having you guys soak in the cold, hot tub of depression.
Cold, hot tub?
Yeah.
The flu box.
The cold, hot tub. What, did you leave the water in there too long? What?
No, that sounds like my wife's vagina.
Oh!
We're gonna
Venus flytrap.
Trencher is gonna go ahead and do his regular ending, but I have a special song for you guys to go ahead and pep you up.
Yeah, because so that way they come back next week. By the way,
yes.
We want you. I don't want you to die.
I just want you to be on the edge and go. Damn, there's the edge. I'll be damned. Look at that. Little rocks falling down. You know.
Yeah. So anyhow, let's end the show.
Yeah, because everyone wants to kill themselves now.
Yeah, let's end it all.
End it all. Yes, but not yet.
The hell are we playing?
This is Blue Sky off Fluke's latest album, Puppy.
Cool. You have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Want to say a big thank you to, let's give it up to all of the people who syndicate and put us on the air. First, let's thank LVRocks.com for letting us play in their nice studio. Let's say a big thank you to PlanetRadio.us for syndicating us. Also, Radio306.com. syndication as well. Also want to say a big thank you to some friends of ours, the Friends of the Wagon, ArsAnime.com, VFTP.net, Subject to Discussion, that's the number 2.com. And remember, if we're not live,
we are in the archive.
And that, also, just to let everybody know, we store Subject to Discussion in the archive as well. I've been your host, Trencher.
I am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And I am
speaking into the mic.
I'm Flying J.
There we go.
Wow, very well done.
This has been Spangwagon Radio.
We'll be back next week on Friday, same time. Check your local listings.
Spangwagon. I'm going to go to the next one.
Cages, his home is loose. Just have to make it with someone.